In the past few weeks, a pro-abortion group began to market a new kind of T-shirt logo. It says, "I had an abortion." The marketers know that Americans love T-shirts with logos, with messages, things that tell what's important to you. And this new T-shirt is sparking a controversy, and it should. I believe it gives a message that simply indulges the flesh. The question from this reading that we just heard from Colossians is this: are we focused on the things above or the things on earth? Our politicians like to make speeches that twist logic, a clever shift from a believable statement to one which stretches the truth, particularly about an opponent. And this we need to contrast with the Eighth Commandment, which directs us to speak well of others and put the best construction on everything. Where we live on earth, our credit card issuers and our marketers of the good life invite us to get it now, pay for it later. But our faith confesses that God richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support body and life. On earth, our print and visual media constantly suggest that sexual activity outside of marriage is okay. But the Sixth Commandment directs us to lead a chaste and decent life in word and deed and avoid adultery. Are we focused on the things above or on earthly things? So Paul says, put to death what is earthly in you. And he gives us a list. He says, destroy sexual immorality. That is, sexual activity outside the bounds of marriage. Kill off impurity and passion, the sins and lusts of a sexual type. Eviscerate. I'm kind of building up his word kill here. Eviscerate evil desire, thoughts of doing wrong to others. Crush covetousness, which is idolatry, for it wants more than we're supposed to have and puts the things desired in the place of God. Such things, he says, only bring the wrath of God. But he's not done. He says, you must put them all away, and the list continues. Anger, wrath, those emotions that can lead to violent act. Malice and slander, for they only reveal ill will that erupts in some hurtful speech. Obscene talk is language that has no place on our tongues. And finally, lying to one another can seem smart at the moment, but it is detested and God punishes it. What Paul is asking for is, of course, not easy. The world continues to argue that if my actions don't hurt anyone, you can't condemn me. A kind of idolatry. Our society makes the consumer the king, always to be served, for everything is centered on making the king happy. A kind of adultery. So the question is good. Are we focused on the things above and not on the things of this earth? So how do we do this? Well, don't look around. Look up look above where Christ is. There at the right hand of God, he is seated now in charge of everything. He is the victor over sin and death, the winner. And his death was our death. His life is our life. Paul says, you are hidden with Christ in God. This is the mystery. When he comes again, in fact, you will appear with him in glory. This is already done. How glorious, how marvelous, how wonderful, how uplifting when you look up. It's worth a look again and again. It is our reason there, Christ, our reason for trusting, for praising, and for serving God. So when we find ourselves caught up in our old earthly ways, we need to come clean with our God about straying from the way of Christ. We need to admit that we are on the road to death with such actions, and destruction lies ahead. We need to throw ourselves once again on God's mercy and say how sorry we are. He will forgive us. He will renew us. He will help us, for he wants us to be ready and able to serve him only. And he will help us focus on Jesus each day, each moment, with each thought, with each action, and interaction with one another. Since we've been raised with Christ by our baptism, our daily activity then is to drown the old Adam and to put on the new self with the help of God. Let us then each day take off those old nightshirts of sin and put on that new t-shirt which says, I was raised with Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.